Now, we heard in the news about the Benlin pediatric syrup recall. What is this all about? What does it mean? We speak to Senior Manager for Inspectorate and Regulatory Compliance at SAHPRA, that's the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority, Dion Poeven. Dion, a very good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
In layman's terms, explain to our listeners about why the need to recall and what's the concern around high levels of diethylene glycol, if I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Yes. So the reason for the recall, it's precautionary. Our counterparts in Nigeria, similar, the same as SAHPRA, but the Nigerian authority, they called NAFDAC. They picked up a sample of Benlin Pediatric that was in their market, and they tested it for presence of diethylene glycol. Then they issued a report to say that the levels are above the requirement for safety, and therefore they published a public notice to say to people, don't use it. Now, the reason that diethylene glycol is a concern is that when it is consumed in the volumes that would be above the safety specification, it can be toxic to humans and it can prove to be fatal. And that is why SAHPRA, while we are doing an investigation, the manufacturer is doing an investigation, we're doing an investigation, we thought it would be better to recall the batch that the Nigerians found, as well as another batch that was linked to that batch, whilst the investigation is ongoing for public safety.
Where is this medication produced? Where do we source it from?
So this medication, Benlin Pediatric Syrup, that was distributed to Nigeria as well as other countries, is manufactured in South Africa by a SAHPRA licensed manufacturer called Kenbu. So they are the manufacturer who's now conducting an investigation on these two batches. That is where the batch was manufactured.
So Kenbu was previously Johnson & Johnson?
Yes, Kenbu was previously Johnson & Johnson.
Now, how would an ordinary person know which batch? I mean, do they just avoid Benlin cough syrups until further notice?
No. It's very important for the public to know that this is very specific batch recall. It's only limited to two batches. The name of the product is Benlin Pediatric Syrup. It doesn't affect any of the other Benlins because Benlin has got quite a range of products. And it's only limited to two batch numbers, which is 329304 and 329303. If you've got a bottle of Benlin Pediatric in your medicine cabinet, you can find these numbers on the box. Or if you've thrown the box away, you can find it on the label. If it's not these two lot numbers or batch numbers, it's not subject to this recall.
Now, you know, it may be somewhat of a simplified or a oversimplification, but in many people's minds, they would be thinking that, well, if they got it wrong with this batch, then what's the possibility of them having gotten it wrong with the other batches? And I'm somewhat skeptical of using it.
Yes. So one part of the investigation will be confirmatory testing that the manufacturer will be doing, as well as SAHPRA will be conducting confirmatory testing, because testing is not a quick process. And because a root cause investigation is not something that is going to be done in a day or two, it was decided to rather recall these batches while the investigation is ongoing. So it's not to cause panic in the public, you know, regarding the Benlin range or the Benlin Pediatric Syrup product. It's just to say Nigeria found this in one of the batches. While we are investigating on our side, just saying to the public, do not use these batches. We are recalling these batches as a precaution. But, however, if you've used these batches and you've seen any of the symptoms of diethylene glycol poisoning, such as abdominal pain, vomiting, diarrhea, inability to urinate, headaches, altered mental state, or acute kidney injury, you need to see your healthcare professional. But I'm also informing the public that according to our records of adverse events, no adverse events have been reported for Benlin Pediatric Syrup. But this is just a precaution to say, one of our regulators on the African continent have found this. We're going to pull these batches back while we're doing our investigation.
Another question that would arise is that in this highly technological age that we live in, how is it that something like this happens in the first place? I mean, is this negligence now on the part of the manufacturer? Do they take responsibility? Do they get fined? Are there consequences?
So one thing that we need to know first is what is the actual root cause? And until that actually occurs, or when we find out what it is, we don't know. So that's why we're doing this in precaution to say, let's pull these batches from the market because we need to find out first. We need to first do our confirmatory testing and then figure out how this could have happened in this particular batch. It could be various reasons as to why this happened, but we first need to find out when the investigation is done, exactly how this occurred.
All right, Dion, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was Dion Phoeven, Senior Manager, Inspectorate and Regulatory Compliance at SAHPRA, the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority, talking to us about the Benelin Pediatric Syrup recall.